Yeah, before we move on from this, we mentioned the geek out moments before, and you know who's listening? Dave Pasch, voice of the Arizona Cardinals and ESPN, was listening. Dave, you got a geek out moment to share with us?
I do. First of all, I apologize for disrupting your show, but I have nothing to do. I've been off for 10 days and don't know what to do with myself. So I drive around in circles listening to your show. I was actually going somewhere and I stopped. But so you guys were talking about, you know, first of all, I have to say that Wolf's show is my favorite, but I'm really enjoying the 4 hours that you guys do together.
Well, thank you, Dave.
So this morning, so a friend of mine in Syracuse, I work with in Syracuse, has a radio show, and his broadcast partner is Daniel Baldwin, one of the Baldwin brothers. So they had me on a show today, and we start talking about the NBA playoffs, and then we get into Josh Rosen. And I said, I think Josh Rosen will be the steal of the draft. So already, I'm like jacked. I'm talking to Daniel Baldwin. And he goes, well, hold on, one of my brothers just called in. And it was Alec. So Alec Baldwin gets on, and he says, I agree with you about Josh Rosen being the steal of the draft. And then we started talking about Eli Manning, but I guess my point was a total geek-out moment with both the Baldwin brothers. I was really – Stephen's the man, though. I was kind of hoping he was going to be the brother that called in, but it was Alec. But anyway, I find it interesting that, you know, you've got Hollywood actors talking about Josh Rosen. It kind of reminded me of Leinart a little bit with the buzz that he's creating, but I think it's legitimate buzz because I keep hearing, I haven't been in minicamp, but I've talked to a bunch of people in the organization. They're totally jacked about this kid.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. And to your point, Dave, Bick brought it up earlier, kind of in passing and kind of a shot at Matt Leinart. He said, do you think Matt Leinart would pass up an opportunity to go to a Beverly Hills resort to hobnob with marketing people?
He would ask for additional passes. You know what I mean?
I got a plus one.
Hey, can I get a plus five? I got to bring Turtle and, yeah, all those guys.
I got to rewind a second, too, on something you just said, Dave, that Stephen Baldwin would be your true Baldwin geek out moment, not Alec?
Absolutely. I said, if you get Steven on the next time I come on, there's nothing against the two of you guys, but if you can get Steven on, I'll stand for. They had me on for a half hour. I literally had to hang up. I said, I got to take the kids to school. But I said, if you get Steven on, I will be on for the entire hour.
That's outstanding. And I cannot believe that they were that into Josh Rosen. It shows you the reach of this kid. And do you agree with me that the more and more we learn about him and more he does things like want to stay practicing instead of going to this, you know, thing in Beverly Hills, that the more people are going to go, this kid was picked apart viciously and maybe unfairly. And he's going to feel some love that he's probably never felt in some time.
Well, I was one of them that picked him apart based on some of the things that I had heard. And never because of his talent, but just some of the stuff you heard doing UCLA games and, you know, doing games in the, quote, Conference of Champions. But, you know, in talking to people inside the organization and then talking to other people that I respect in college football that, you know, are guys that analyze the game and analyze the quarterback position. You know, I always thought that he was the most ready quarterback coming in. But now, and I know you don't want to get carried away in May, but just all the things you're hearing about him with his accuracy, his command, his poise, his understanding of what he's seeing, those are the things you can't teach. And that, I think, is what's exciting because he's got things that most quarterbacks coming in, I mean, look, compared to Baker Mayfield, right?
Mm-hmm.
The measurables for Baker Mayfield are of a guy that's a late-round pick, in my opinion. Clearly, he was drafted number one because they saw some intangibles in him, and there were other teams, including the Cardinals, that liked him, or some people in the Cardinals liked him. But I think the difference is there are things with Rosen in terms of ability that you can't teach, and that's why I'm excited about him.
Yeah, and to your point on Baker Mayfield, we're talking to Dave Pasch, the voice of the Cardinals. You can also hear him on ESPN. He called in on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. The point on Baker Mayfield, and you can kind of put Rosen and him in the same category in this draft class, Dave, in terms of very high-profile guys who do and say controversial things. Rosen was picked apart. Mayfield was picked apart, but kind of absolved because he won. I think a reason why Josh Rosen is so critiqued for what he says and does, because in 3 years, UCLA didn't really win anything. As that's not all his fault. In fact, their head coach during that time no longer has a job because of it. I think that's my theory on the whole thing.
Well, like, there's no question, you know, Jim Moore, I know he's come out and said that, you know, he's been very supportive, but look, behind closed doors, you know, there were several people that he told, you know, that he, in fact, one person I know he told said he would have drafted Darnold instead.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was telling somebody to draft Darnold. So, you know, clearly he didn't like him. There were some other coaches that didn't like him. And then I heard there were some players in the league, but then you hear other people say that there were some players that absolutely loved him. So, you know, some of this stuff, and we're all guilty of it, we jump onto this, and, you know, that's why I think, you know, most really good organizations, they vet and they go through all of their stuff. I know Rick Spielman really well, the GM of the Vikings, worked with his brother, Chris, for a long time, and I know Rick has a system where he puts guys in a box. Like, they do so much vetting. They say, you know what, this guy, we're putting him in a box. In other words, no matter what happens, we're not taking him. And I respect that. I think that's one of the reasons they built their organization the way it is. And I think the Cardinals do it similarly. They may not call it that, but they have guys, they just say, you know, we're not going to draft him no matter what. Mm-hmm. And then there's other guys that, you know, there may be some red flags, but, you know, it's not enough where you're willing to say, you know, we at some point you have to overlook that for the talent if you think that those red flags are because he's either immature or circumstance, friends, whatever. I mean, I know, you know, with Robert Kimdiche, they're hoping to get Kimdiche in an environment where he's away from some of the influences that he had at Ole Miss. And I think it's safe to say he got away from those influences. Same with Tyrann Mathieu. Look how that worked out. So, and I'm not putting Rosen in that same category, but I guess my point is there were enough detractors that they said, you know, we're going to ignore that because the talent is too great.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, I'm going to ask you this conceptually, because I'm thinking about this, and we're hearing so many national observers claim or predict that Josh Rosen might be the kind of kid that could take this team from week one and just roll with it. I'm curious from your vantage point, are there any inherent dangers to that? And would the Cardinals be the type of team that could really evaluate this position solely on merit and not think about Sam Bradford's signing bonus, previous experience, all of that kind of stuff?
Well, this is, you know, again, my opinion. I think Sam Bradford's the starter if he's healthy. I don't know that that's a given, though, right? I mean, we don't know. So, but I think if he's healthy, I think because Bradford has proven himself, and I think Bradford's an excellent quarterback when he's healthy. Excellent. You know, top 10. So I think if he's healthy, you've got to go with him to start. But if he's not, you know, then I think you need to seriously look at Rosen over Glennon. But, you know, ultimately, I think this really is about the health of Bradford. I think if it's, you know, if apples to apples, both guys are 100%, then I think Bradford's the guy.
All right. Switching to NBA playoffs. Is Cleveland done, and can Houston actually do this against Golden State, in your opinion?
No, I don't think Cleveland's done. I think it's just too early. I mean, if they lose, obviously, game three, they're done. But I just think with LeBron, how many times this year have we watched Cleveland play like they did in game two and say, oh, they're done, it's over, break it up, LeBron's gone. Houston, I think it'll be a lengthy series, but I just... The best player is Kevin Durant, and he's the best player in the league. And I just, you've got great players around him, including Steph Curry, mm-hmm. and they defend. They're a very good defensive team. Houston is an okay defensive team, and so I just think the Warriors are too much.
All right, and the final question, the really tough one, Dave, and we thank you for calling in. Outside of the usual suspects, your favorite Stephen Baldwin vehicle?
I don't even know what other movies he's been in, but I could watch The Usual Suspects like 100 times.
Did you ever see Biodome?
I've heard of that. I haven't seen it.
You're not
Wasn't
missing
Wasn't he
anything.
In a movie with Pauly Shore, too?
That was it. Yeah, Biodome.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Yeah. You're better off just watching Usual Suspects on a loop. I agree with you.
Yeah, I hear enough about the biosphere from Bill Walton. I don't need to see the Biodome.
Oh, yeah.
And I got
to disturb the show. I'm going to go drive around and listen for a little bit before.
Outstanding.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Enjoy your driving.
All right. See you guys.
Dave Pasch, voice of the Cardinals, ESPN broadcaster, joined us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's CoulterTempe.com, CoulterOnCamelback.com, and CoulterNissan.com. Yeah, I pulled up Stephen Baldwin's filmography.
Yeah.
And outside of the usual suspects.
That's another one I haven't
seen. You probably have to go with the Flintstones.
That's a big drop-off.
The Flintstones in Rock Vegas would probably be the
second. That's a big drop-off there, Vinny. Man.
You're not kidding.
What are you guys talking about? What are you talking about in terms of the draft or the Cardinals? What
you said? We've got Dave Pasch on from ESPN. He does NBA college basketball, college football for him, and he's the play-by-play guy for the Arizona Cardinals. He's on with us.
What's up, Alec?
Right. Hey, man. Do you think that they stole the draft?
Rosen. Rosen.
I do.
He's a great pick.
He's a franchise quarterback, and I think they're going to look back at this and say that's the steal of the draft.